Hey everybody, doing something a little different today. Today's Peck Report is being broadcast from my lovely, wonderful office at Skywatch TV. I'm doing this in part to announce to everybody that I am back at Skywatch TV. So we're back home, everything's good. Back working at Skywatch, everything's great. And also because I didn't have time to record one last night for today, so I'm taking my lunch to do that now. I usually skip lunch anyway, so it's not a big deal. Now, today's Peck Report is going to be full and free for everybody. There's no cutting to a graphic or cutting things out just for this episode. For members only, but you still should go and become a member at dailyrenegade.com. Make sure you do that, dailyrenegade.com, or click on the link in the description below. Also, while you're here on YouTube, please subscribe and click the bell for notifications. That's very important that you do so. Okay, so the top story today that we have to talk about is this whole thing with Iran. And surprisingly, according to some Orthodox rabbis, the U.S. versus Iran is actually an ancient conflict that's coming to full circle. Now, we've talked about this before on the show. You know, why do we care what the Orthodox rabbis have to say about anything? We're Christians, you know, what do we care? Well, again, it's important to know how they view their own prophecies, how they view their own history, because when you have a belief, you act on that belief. And especially if we believe that it's at least possible that the Messiah figure they're looking for will end up being our Antichrist, right? So it's important to know what they believe because they act on those beliefs and those actions could lead to their welcoming of the Antichrist. And, you know, we don't want to see that happen. We want to get these people saved if we can and preach the gospel to them and tell them about Jesus Christ, the true Messiah. So all of that is important, but that's why we look at these things. And it's also important to just know what is going on in the world and what, you know, what the Jewish interpretation of that is. So, so especially now as tensions between Iran and US, the US rise and first sparks of an actual conflict appear, which is what's going on right now. Ancient prophecies concerning pre-Messiah politics seem suddenly relevant like never before. So Breaking Israel News reported on this, that last month the White House officially designated the Iran Revolutionary Guards Corps, or IRGC, to a terrorist organization, saying that it was the Iranian government's primary means of directing and implementing its global terrorist campaign. Iran responded by labeling the U.S. military a terrorist group. Now, the White House ordered the USS Abraham Lincoln aircraft carrier strike group and B-52 bombers to the region on May 4th to counter clear indications of threats from Iran. From Iran to American forces in the region. Four oil tankers, including two from Saudi Arabia and one from Norway, suffered significant damage from sabotage attacks on Monday. The attack took place off of the coast of Fajaria in the United Arab Emirates, or UAE, less than 100 miles from the vital Strait of Hormuz shipping channel. Now, at the request of the UAE government, a U.S. team of investigators officially went to investigate the incident. The team reported that each ship had a 5 to 10 foot hole near or just below the waterline, probably caused by explosive charges. But even before the attack, eyes were on Iran for such a possibility. So last week, the U.S. Maritime Administration issued a warning to the commercial shipping companies that from the beginning of May, there has been, quote, an increased possibility that Iran and or its regional proxies could take action against U.S. and partner interests, including oil production infrastructure, after recently threatening to close the Strait of Hormuz. Iran or its proxies could respond by targeting commercial vessels, including oil tankers or U.S. military vessels in the Red Sea, Bab el Mandeb Strait, or Persian Gulf, end quote. Now, the possibility that the attack on the tankers came from Iran was underscored in a speech by President Trump on Monday when he warned that Iran would suffer greatly if it targeted U.S. interests. The New York Times reported on Monday that a top U.S. defense official presented an updated military plan to President Trump's senior security aides that included dispatching up to 120,000 troops to the region should Iran attack American interests or escalate work on nuclear weapons. Now, as political experts try to make sense of the situation, the more prophetically minded, such as us Christians or the Orthodox rabbis or even just Orthodox Jewish people in general, they turn to they turn to an 800-year-old source that describes the conflict in no uncertain terms. So in the Yalkut Shimoni, which is a collection of biblical teachings believed to have been arranged in the 13th century, this text predicted our present political reality, according to Orthodox Jews, describing how an Iranian Saudi conflict would lead Saudi Arabia to ally with the U.S. Now, Rabbi Yitzchak says, the year that Melech HaMashiach, or Messiah the King, will be revealed, all the nations of the world will be provoking each other. The king of Persia or Iran will provoke the king of Arabia, Saudi Arabia, and the king of Arabia will go to Edom, the west, to take counsel, but the king of Persia will turn, destroy the entire world. The nations of the world will be outraged and panicked if they fall on their they will fall on their faces, and they will experience pains like birth pangs. Israel too will be outraged in a state of panic and ask, where do we go? But say unto them, my children, do not fear, the time of your redemption has come. And in the last redemption, there will be different from the first, which was followed by further bondage and pain. After this last redemption, you will not experience any further pain or subjugation. End quote. Now, again, it's important to understand that they are looking for their political Messiah figure, which, when we look at their interpretation of the Messiah, you know, they're not considering Jesus as that figure. When you look at their interpretation of the Messiah compared against our interpretation of the Antichrist, those two figures match. So that's why it's important to look at these things, especially in light of current events and geopolitics, because we might be at that time now. These people are looking for this political figure to step in, and once that figure does, he will be welcomed. So, you know, by the Jewish people. The Yalkut Shimoni describes a conflict that threatens to destroy the entire world, a scenario that would not have been possible at the time that the prophecy was actually written, which is interesting to think about. But it does seem to be a possibility today, since the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, or JCPOA, known commonly as the Iran nuclear deal, was signed in 2015. The Iranian nuclear program has advanced, as has its ballistic missile program. In response to the JCPOA, Saudi Arabia is also aggressively pursuing a nuclear program. So Rabbi Winston explains to Breaking Israel News, referring to the tensions between the U.S. and Iran, quote, these are ancient conflicts coming full circle. People do not believe in the Torah discount prophecy and get confused and amazed when history works out that way. But these are prophecies made for the end of days. Several of these prophecies do speak about Iran or Persia being a major player in the end of days, but on the wrong side of the line. Right now, we are getting occasional sightings of what will be a very big thing, end quote. And, you know, we as Christians, we see that too. You know, we read in the book of Ezekiel and the Gog and Magog war and all of that stuff. So we see a lot of the same, or at least similar things, but from different perspectives. Rabbi Winston cited a powerful aspect of prophecy that frequently goes unnoticed. He noted that describing Iran as the archenemy of Israel and the U.S. just 40 years ago would have been unthinkable. So he says, quote, before the Iranian Revolution, Persia was a staunch ally of the West. Before the 20th century and the importance of oil, the Arabs were a practically powerless part of the Ottoman Empire. It is only recently that the Yalkut Shimoni's description of Persia as an enemy of the world is relevant, end quote. Now, the rabbi concluded with an enigmatic warning. He noted that the Arab Rav, or mixed multitude, played a major, albeit destructive, role in the exodus from Egypt. So Winston suggested that the final redemption will mirror the exodus. This Arab Rav aspect would be played out again as well. So he said, quote, in the end of days, the enemy is going to have friends on the inside, end quote. Now, Rabbi Ken Spiro, a historian and senior lecturer and researcher for Eish HaTorah Yeshiva, notes how the complex relationships being played out in the Middle East today mirror conflicts described in prophecy. So he says, quote, in the end of day scenarios, there are two parallel tracks for Gog and Magog, the world united against Israel, and another in which Ishmael and Esav fight each other. I always wondered how it could be both, and now I realize it. I realize that is really what is going on today. there has been a struggle between Islam and the Arab world against the West as to who will be the successor replacing Judaism. They have been fighting since the inception of Islam in the 7th century, but at the same time, they put those issues aside to passionately fight Israel, end quote. Now, Rabbi Spiro cited Rabbi Mendel Kessin, who comments extensively on current events from a Torah perspective. So in a lecture given 2 years ago, Rabbi Kessin described Trump's victory as a revealed miracle, saying that the new president was the tikkun, or fixing, of Esau. Rabbi Spiro said, quote, Trump is the Esau or West that fights with us against Ishmael or Islam. He is openly a staunch ally of Israel. It is even more interesting that the greatest superpower in the world is currently confronting the greatest existential threat to Israel, which is Iran, end quote. So from both the political and prophetic perspective, Rabbi Spiro perceives the current situation as potentially explosive, saying, quote, Iran is playing brinksmanship diplomacy. We really need to see what's going on. We really need to see what is going to play out in the next few days. So, you know, of course, there's a lot of prophetic things here, a lot that we Christians can glean from current events and from looking at Bible prophecy in this way. But as always, I want to know what you guys have to think about this. What do you think? Leave me a comment in the comment section below. And again, if you haven't had a chance to already, please become a member of Daily Renegade, dailyrenegade.com, or just click on the description below. That is what keeps us going. And leave a comment, subscribe, and click the bell. Very important you do so. So that is today's Peck Report. I'm excited to see what you guys have to say. And until next time, take care and God bless.